hope. And I'm going to share my experience, strength and hope. Before I weighed, my life was consumed with weight loss, dieting. I tried numerous diets, teamed with exercise, different exercise regimes, combining the two together with secret eating, and that equals no weight loss. But for me, that caused me to have wake up each morning with regret, with remorse. I'm such a failure. Why can't I do this? Everybody else around me's thin. I would be judging people based on their appearance rather than who they really are. I used to feel pain every morning because every evening I would, once my husband and my children would go to sleep, I would sit on the sofa, rummage through the cupboards and eat until there was nothing left, really. Hide the packets, go to bed, wake up in the morning and hope nobody noticed that the food had gone missing. And then I'd lie about where it had gone. Now, all those negative feelings would add up and just sit within me. And I, you know, day after day, this had started for me at the age of 12, the dieting, and then throughout life up until 39, where I became so, so, so desperate. I just needed to find something. And then the insanity started where I'd be in the cupboard and part of me would be saying, no, don't do it. You know, you're going to fail. And the other part was going, no, have it. It's really nice. No, you'll like it. Go on. Go on. It tastes really good. Even though I've already had a packet of chocolate bars already or crisps already and I was feeling sick. But I just couldn't stop myself. And I just wanted to, I was desperate. I just needed an answer. I needed a way out. And I look back now and I think that to find a way, because you see advertised on the TV, on the internet, in magazines, diet after diet after diet, this celebrity, that celebrity, you know, people around you. It was working for everyone. Why wasn't it working for me? And it was only until I came to OA, which was on the 16th, of January this year, that, you know, I could see what the problem was. I was never honest with myself, never ever honest. And I think it's enabled me to take a really good look at myself. It's taught, you know, it's taught me really to take some action and do some real soul searching. And the thing with OA, it's given me a program in terms of, first of all, a higher power, a sponsor, the tools, and from having the sponsor, I can go through the steps and work my program. And that has given me the strength to overcome the binging, the thing that was driving me insane, the thing that I couldn't be me. I didn't even know who I was. I felt alone in the world. I felt I couldn't really connect with anyone because in my mind, most of the time, it was always about food. I couldn't even be a good wife. I couldn't be a good mum, because, you know, my kids are calling me, I'm researching things on the internet, or I'm conscious that, oh my god, I've eaten so much, I better go to the gym. My mind's always on something else. I couldn't really be present in the day, and I couldn't be part of anything either. I was fearful in speaking to people just thinking they were talking about me, and just not being appreciative of the things in my life and the people around me. And with OA, it's given me this whole community in here. As soon as I walked into a meeting, I think for the first time, I mean, it's different when you've got family around you because you know that they're there, but strangers, that like we're all human at the end of the day and we can just support each other. I feel like in this fellowship, we can support each other and we lift each other out of our lowest moments. There's a way that we can get through this. It doesn't involve throwing thousands and thousands of pounds at therapy or new equipment or diets or this, that, and the other. It just seems, for me, it's just been so simple, but only because I was so desperate and so willing to work this program. And I think all the years where I had been struggling, if I didn't have that struggle, I wouldn't have been as willing as I am to this day, thank God. Because without that, I don't think I work the program to the best of my ability. And I think when the problems happen, I feel awful about myself. But at the end of the day, I'm glad, really, because it makes you so much stronger. I think step one, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. And for me, that was easy because I was desperate and I knew the diets hadn't worked and I just wanted to shift the weight. I mean, it's been like 15, 20 years where I've been trying to shift weight and it's not worked. But now with OA, I've lost, the 2 stones that I was trying to lose. And I've just seems It's been so easy for me. And I just think, God, why didn't I do this before? Instead of driving myself mad with, only eating cabbage soup or having a lemon detox diet or restricting or. And this program is difficult as well. And it sounds, you have to. I feel for me, I've had to really be committed, willing, give it time, and plan. But if I don't do that, I won't be able to be abstinent. And that is the most important thing to me each and every day. So I can be the best person that I can be, and then I can help others. Because before, the only person that I used to help and think about, I think, was really myself. I was always just so wrapped up in myself, my weight, poor me, I'm useless, I'm this, I'm that. It wasn't very helpful. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. I remember doing my step work with my sponsor at this time, and she said, "Look back in your life, has there been any miracles that have happened?" I thought, "Oh my God, yeah, there's lots of times that amazing things have happened, and why have I been saved? I've been hijacked. There was a point of desperation where I really wanted to actually just. I didn't want to exist. I was on my own. My parents were away. I was living with my sister at the time, and I just wanted to end it. And I was only quite young, but I just remember crying and crying and just wondering why on earth am I even here? And all of a sudden, there was a knock at the door, and it was the neighbour going, "Oh, we should come and mow the lawn." And she goes, "You all right?" I was like, I'd been crying. My eyes were swollen. My nose was huge. God, yeah, I said I've got hay fever. She said, "Okay, come on, let's mow the lawn." I was thinking, oh my God, she's mowing the lawn. And I just wanted to hug her and say, "You've saved me." Honestly, I mean, these little things in life restores your faith in humanity. And I think before OA, I didn't really pay much notice to it, but always really made me notice that at those times of desperation, when grenades are going off in a plane, why have I not got hurt? People around me are dead. Why am I alive? It's maddening to think that things like that go on. You're saved for what? I must have some kind of purpose. And there is a higher power out there that's always, always guiding me. And that helped me to just cement within me that there is a higher power who looks after me each and every day. And then when we went on to step three, which was make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him, it made that so much easier to just hand life over. Because there's still problems as you go on through the day with family, with, you know, children, the day-to-day living. Things don't always go your way. And that to be able to learn to deal with my emotions and not eat over them, which is what I would normally do. But in the program, it's shown me how to deal with those programs, of whether it be writing or speaking, attending meetings, and just not going back into the food. There are other ways, and I can be of service and help to others now. Not them be, you know, I don't want them to feel sorry or look at me in any other way. What can I do for them? You know, what is my part in the things that I do each day, and to own it and make my amends wherever I need to. I think this part is one in the big book, which I wanted to read out, really resonated with me. And it was just like a wow moment. This is the how and why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work. Next, we decided that hereafter, in this drama of life, God was going to be our director. He is the principal. We are his agents. He is the father and we are his children. Most good ideas are simple. And this concept was the keystone of the new and triumphant arc through which we passed to freedom. And for me, being able to hand life over has created a calm within me. And also just help when I want to go into the food. I think over time, once you have an eating plan in place and you stick to it and you see the success that it's having in your life. There's a saying, isn't there? You come for the vanity and you stay for the sanity. And it is so, for me, it's so, so true. I did come for the vanity because I wanted to lose weight and that's all I wanted to do. And as the weight was dropping off, I didn't really care. I don't care now what weight I am. I just want to care that I'm a good person and that I'm abstinent. And, you know, I connect with my higher power and, you know, and try to do the right thing and be of service. The other things, well, which I want to say for me is honesty. And speaking with a sponsor, I've had trouble opening up to somebody that I don't really know. And I think with time and telling the truth, and I always want to have everything right and perfect all the time. And that's something I've had to learn to accept, because things aren't perfect all the time, and learning to deal with accepting how things just are is also a great thing. And if I'm not 100% honest with my sponsor when I speak to her about my food, my emotions and what I'm doing in my day, I'm not working the program properly and I'm actually affecting my own recovery. So that was a huge thing. And also in the program of having a sponsor and having someone there that I can commit my abstinence to daily and be accountable for what I've actually eaten. Hope. So I'm going to go back to my strength. My experience was losing myself in the food. The strength has come from OA, and OA has given me the contact with my higher power, the sponsor, my sponsor, the tools, and a way of overcoming my problems. And hope now, I hope, you know, every single day that I am abstinent, but I will do that just one day at a time. I thank God each day and pray that I'm willing to refrain from compulsive overeating. And I hope to listen more, because being in this room and hearing people's experiences and shares gives me strength, it gives me hope, and I want to be able to pass that on to others and help others so they can have what I have. And this program has basically given me a life. I can see who I am for once. I can appreciate the trees, the wind, just the simple things in life that I would completely dismiss because I was so self-consumed. And the other thing, I hope I never forget that I'm a compulsive overeater, because it's when I forget that I think things will go wrong. Sometimes it can get easier. I found on my journey and I've forgotten, like, I mustn't ever forget that, because as soon as I do, things will start going wrong and I'll become complacent. I will always be a compulsive overeater. And I hope to do an action plan every day, because there is a lot, I feel, that has to go on with this program, and you have to work all parts of it and to make time for it each day. I have to make the time and organise myself well so I can make the time to do what I need to do to stay abstinent and be in touch and be of service and get all the other things that I need to get done in the day. And I'd like to end with the fact that I am this program now. This is my way of life forever. I don't ever think I will need any other way. And I am so grateful. This program is an absolute miracle that anybody that does come across it, because it is just by chance that you come across a program like this. It's not advertised anywhere. And I am truly, truly, truly grateful. It has taken me out of an insane mindset. And for today, I am abstinent and in a place that I should be, happy and free. So thank you.